Well, next year will be the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. When 2017 rolls around and we mark the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's posting of the 95 Theses on October 31st, 1517. But before this year escapes us, before we get out of 2016, I thought we should be talking about the 500th anniversary of 1516. After all, that year sets the stage for the Reformation and for the event of Martin Luther. Well, let's look at 1516. We can look at three things from this year. One is a painting. This is a painting called the Heywayne Triptych. This was a painting by the Renaissance painter from the Netherlands, Hieronymus Bosch. He was born in 1450 and he died in 1516. He also completed this painting before he died in 1516. It was one of his last major works. A triptych has three panels. These were usually installed on altars, and the two end panels would close in, and oftentimes painters would even paint the outside of the panel. On the outside of the Heywayne Triptych, there is a painting that Hieronymus Bosch called The Wayfarer. And this is a man who's trying to make his way through what is apparently a rather rough pilgrimage. He's being chased by dogs, and in the background you see a man being robbed, and you see fellows fighting off in the background as well. This is depicting that things are not all that rosy in 1516, and as you open it up, you see that things get even worse, theologically worse. On the left panel, there is creation. And as you work your way down the panel, you see God creating Adam and Eve, and then you see Eve being tempted. And then, of course, you know where that's going to lead. And so we see at the bottom of that panel, Adam and Eve being expelled from the garden. In the far right panel, we see judgment. And here Bosch depicts the torments of hell and the final judgment. The center panel is fascinating, and this is how it gets its name. A haywayne is a hay wagon. And in the center of the center panel is a hay wagon, and sitting on this hay wagon is a very large hay bale. And on top of this hay bale, curiously enough, is an angel. And this angel is pointing upward, and up in the sky is Christ, and he's looking down on these people. But none of these people are looking up. They're not noticing Christ at all. They're trying to pluck some hay off of the wagon. You see a number of people in the background that are obviously poor and destitute people, and they're being kept from the hay. It's as if it's depicting the nobility sort of keeping the masses away from these material benefits. And you also see in the foreground of the painting church officials, and they're enjoying their sort of indulgent lifestyle while all of these folks are fighting to get a piece of the hay. But none of them are looking up at Christ. And so we go from creation and fall to judgment, and in between is redemption, but it was being missed at this moment in the church's history. So Hieronymus Bosch's painting, the Heywayne Triptych, represents the great need that we see here in 1516. Well, the other thing, we've talked about this before, this is the Greek text. This, of course, is Erasmus's work on the Greek text. It was published as the Novum Instrumentum Omne. It was actually a Greek text side by side with a Latin text. That's no easy feat to pull off with typesetting and printing, but that's what Erasmus did at Basel. It took him over a year, and it was published in 1516. Of course, this is important because it's in that Greek text, and as the Bible once again is returned to the center of church life by the Reformers, the Bible is going to have the solution for all those people in Hieronymus Bosch's Heywayne Triptych, who are missing what is the solution to their ultimate problems in life. And so there was a third thing in 1516, and in 1516 we see that coffee is introduced to Europe from Arabia. So what do we have? Well, we have our need, and that's through the painting that Bosch gives us of the Heywayne Triptych. We have the Greek text, and it's in that Greek text that we're going to find the solution. And then we have coffee, that great fuel for the theologians as they engage the text and engage this theological issue. That's 1516. All we need now is a courageous Augustinian monk who's ready to grab his mallet. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history. Well, as we wrap up this week's episode, I want to end with question and answer number 11. From the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Question, what are God's works of providence? Answer, God's works of providence are his most holy, wise, and powerful preserving and governing of all his creatures and all their actions.